With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street has opened sharply lower this morning. The market's unsettled by the Greenland controversy. President Trump threatening to punish any NATO ally who opposes his plan to take control of the Arctic island. It is expected to place high on the agenda at the World Economic Forum gathering in Switzerland this week.
Donald Trump told NBC that he was 100% serious about the threat to impose these tariffs on European nations who supported Denmark. And he was asked to rule out the use of force in order to achieve that end. And he replied simply, no comment. Well, he's due to travel to Switzerland for the World Economic Forum meeting on Tuesday evening, arriving there on Wednesday, where he will, of course, be very much the center of attention.
The BBC's David Willis. From the Great Lakes to the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast, winter holding a wide swath of the country in its icy, snowy grip. Heavy snow across the Great Lakes region creating whiteout conditions on the roads. A 100-vehicle pileup on a Michigan interstate. Pedro Mata had to veer off the road to avoid that mess.
It was whiteout. You could barely see. I barely see the car in front of me, but I was at the taillights and you could see them slowing down. And I was only going like 20, 25 miles an hour, and they started slowing down a little bit more. I moved over to the left side, and then it cleared out for a little bit. So it would just be breezy, and then you could see, and then you couldn't see.
Today, the Supreme Court will be hearing arguments in a challenge to Hawaii's strict concealed carry law. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 657 points. The Nasdaq is off 391. This is SRN News. The ACLU is running a transgender sports ad.
The spot, which you can see on YouTube, features various celebrities encouraging males to play sports against females. The ad tells the viewer that in sports, an individual can, quote, be who they really are. The ACLU campaign has sparked a backlash amongst female athletes. Posting on X, former national artistic gymnastic champion Jennifer Say says, quote, women's sports are for women only. Take your identity affirmation elsewhere. Michael Harrington reporting.
YouTube is updating its guidelines for videos containing content that advertisers define as controversial, allowing more creators to earn full ad revenue when they tackle sensitive issues in a non-graphic way. With the update that went into effect this month, YouTube videos that dramatize or cover issues including abortion and domestic abuse without graphic descriptions or imagery are now eligible to be fully monetized on YouTube. This is SRN News. Well, the basketball state has won it all in football.
They are celebrating in the Hoosier State, and why not? Last time Indiana went undefeated, well, try 1976 when Bobby Knight took Indiana all the way in the March Madness Final Four. But this is different. It's football, and the Hoosiers are 16-0 and at the very top, defeating Miami 27-21 for the college football championship. By the way, President Trump was in the stands for what he says turned out to be a great game. Jason Walker reporting.
Japan's space program is marking a milestone. On this date in 2024, Japan became the fifth country to reach the moon, an unmanned spacecraft touching down on the lunar surface, joining a club previously occupied by the U.S., Soviet Union, India, and China. More details, SRNnews.com.